brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are locked and loaded in the info war. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I have a guest joining us in 2 hours, an expert on what's happening with the security situation in Mexico as they collapse into full-blown civil war. In the meantime, though, we are going to have wide open phones today on any issue, any item, anything you wish to discuss. I love all the different topics and issues and ideas, the wild card that the listeners as callers add to the transmission. And I would like to hear from folks all over the planet with their concerns about the banker-designed worldwide meltdown, the people awakening to the tyranny that's taking place, the fact that more and more mainstream news articles admit a world government is being set up by the very private central banks that have engineered the crises that we face. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Here's the headlines. Dow Industrials fall below 7,000 today, lowest since 1997. Worst job losses in 60 years expected. Reports on ISM payroll should show recession intensifying. Economic crises threatens the idea of the European Union itself. EU rejects a rescue of faltering Eastern Europe. MI5 alert on bank riots. Daily Express reporting what we already knew, that the U.S. British militaries are on standby for martial law. New Iron Curtain will split EU's rich and poor. AP reports CIA destroyed 92 interrogation tapes. Another important story here by Kurt Nemo at InfoWars.com. New World Order crony Gary Hart calls for compulsory civic duty. Bloggers are not journalists, according to a new Senate bill, so they can restrict free speech and also violate people's journalistic rights that have been enshrined in all free nations to not give up sources. Ron Paul says we killed 1 million Iraqis at the big conservative conference that Rush Limbaugh was the keynote speaker at and got applauded. He got applauded saying we shouldn't be in Iraq because, you see, there is a media illusion that most conservatives want war and like the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan. Only weak-minded fake conservatives believe that, and it's evidenced by many different pieces of data, but the biggest one is that Ron Paul, I have a correction to make, I actually looked the numbers up, Ron Paul didn't just get more contributions of any Republican candidate, he got more contributions, period, more than Obama from the military. Why? Because he would really end that war overnight. So just amazing piece of data there. It's just like they claim that all Hispanics want open borders and want to merge Mexico and the U.S., but Gallup polls show upwards of 80% are against it, just like every other American. It's this groupthink. All conservatives are for war. They're actually not. All Hispanics want open borders. Actually, the vast majority aren't. It just goes on and on. All liberals are for gun control. And then you talk to the average liberal, they're like, I actually own guns and don't agree with the Democrats on that. This is how they get you into groupthink, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll go over that report as well. Very important article out of the BBC, designer baby fight over U.S. clinic. Actual headline is designer baby row over U.S. clinic. And every time I use that British term, people email me and say, what's a row or row? It's a fight. So I just always change that when I see that. Designer baby row over U.S. clinic. U.S. clinic has sparked controversy by offering would-be parents the chance to select traits like eye color, hair color of their offspring. We'll get into that. And Gordon Brown is announcing the New World Order as a new global deal to be pushed by the U.S. and England. Of course, the Anglo-American banking establishment. Iran calls U.S. nuclear bomb statement propaganda. Certainly is. CNN ran the headline that top admiral says Iran has enough to make nuke, and then they had to back off of that. This and a lot more coming up today. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is the second day of March 2009. We're here for the next 3 hours and 51 minutes, 20 seconds. And you know what? I always say I'm going to get to your calls early in the first hour and then very rarely do it because I end up going into all the news. I'll get into the Dow Jones fall below 7,000, lowest since 97, worst job losses in 60 years expected. Economic crisis threatens the idea of the European Union. We're going to cover it all today, and we have a very informative guest coming up in about 2 hours dealing with the collapse that's ongoing, the civil war in Mexico. Another very important article out of England about their military standing by for martial law. The U.S. military is standing by for martial law. And the military is being told, oh, we're just now getting ready for martial law in America because of the economic crisis. After decades of quiet preparation and the elites bragging that they were going to stage an economic collapse to bring in martial law. And then even our own Patriot movement debates whether the banking collapse is by design or not. Let me see. These are the very same banks that have done this in hundreds of third world countries and who bragged that they were going to set this up in the United States. In the 70s and in the 80s and the 90s, they wrote books and publications about it and white papers. And then 3 years ago, we got inside info from Bilderberg Group and detailed exactly what they were going to do, how they were going to pop the subprime mortgage in the next 3 years, how they were going to bring down the world economy, bankrupt it, and set up the new Bank of the World. And then, 5 months before it really started plunging, Lindsey Williams comes out, who on record did work for Atlantic Richfield, and says the former head of that company told him that the elite was going to plunge gas prices from $147 to $150 a barrel to below 50. It's at like at 33 right now. Everybody laughed at Williams, and it dropped to below what he said it would. And then, I forgot to even play this last week. I got to pull it up. John, I sent it to you. It's the George Soros clip. Kurt Nemo wrote an article about it, so did Steve Watson. George Soros admits elite plunging oil to bankrupt Middle East. They now admit they're doing it. This will cause Central America, South America to go into depression. This will cause the Arabs to go into depression. This will cause the Russians to go into depression. This will cause Canada to go into depression. All these major nations based on oil. All the different areas they've been exploring oil out of the Congo and other areas in North Africa and Western Africa of oil. It's a perfect plan, and we're on record laying out what they were going to do, and it all happened. Well, we know what they're saying they're going to do next. And let me tell you, it goes from bad to worse. Ladies and gentlemen, they are going to destroy the economy, and then right at the point of peaceful revolution with the states taking the nation back and the people waking up, the feds are going to bomb the daylights out of the United States, Israel, and other countries. You can guarantee it. All the intellectual evidence, all the data points, and I have hundreds of them, literally thousands of different systems and ideas and data and past operations and history that I integrate and bring forward. You know, that's when a good police detective, they say, oh, he's got a nose or he's got a hunch. It's not a hunch. It's doing the job for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. It's eating, drinking, and sleeping something. You get a very scary, power of being able to understand what the establishment's going to do. Just like a detective gets a, if they're a good detective, they've kind of gotten rid of that art. In fact, they admit the FBI got rid of more than 90%, that is, they moved them, of their detectives, their investigators that investigate white-collar crime by the elites. Instead, they go shake down, you know, small businesses and things for supposed fraud. It's non-enforcement. The criminals run the society. But I digress. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Anti-Illuminati in Nevada. You're on the air, Anti-Illuminati.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
I respectfully would ask you to give me the floor here. I've got a lot of really important things to talk about.
Well, I got a lot of callers. Hold on. I got a lot of other callers get on as well. So you got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
In 3 days, there's going to be the Warfighters Vision 2009 at the Ronald Reagan Building. Lieutenant General Stephen Blum of Northern Command is going to be there. They're having a cybersecurity conference. NORTHCOM is going to be involved with quote-unquote cybersecurity. On 3/11, 5 years after the Madrid train blackout, Major General Chip Long of Joint Task Force Civil Support, along with Colonel Stephen Hearn, both of Northern Command, are going to be at Domestic Defense 09 at the same place. You can figure that out. This is all on your website. Lesser known, on April 22nd, there's going to be the Spring Intelligence Symposium, Defense Intelligence Analysis Center, at the DIAC, Bowling Air Force Base, Washington, above top secret meeting. It's going to consist of people like former SecDef William Perry and General Michael Hayden, again, with cybersecurity. Some of their sponsors, none other than CACI and SAIC. You're going to have CACI torture goon squads in the United States running cybersecurity, folks. Okay? They don't need an introduction if you know who these guys are. Some of their exhibitors, Bit Systems, CSS, Mantec International, all these guys are going to be involved with the fusion centers. I want to call out something right now. I know who's carrying out, I know that you guys listening that are in intelligence, I know who's carrying out all this false flag cyber crap that you guys are pulling. It's Booz Allen Hamilton and MITRE Corporation. Both of your organizations are criminal terrorist organizations, and you're under the AFCA, which is the Armed Forces Communications and Electronics Association, as well as the NCOIC, which is the Network Centric Operations Industry Consortium. All of you are criminal terrorists, and you generals that I mentioned, you are enemies of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and you need to be arrested, and you need to be tried for treason immediately. Get the hell out of my country. If you think that I will submit to you, or the American people are going to submit to you, have been illegally set up. General Eberhard was with Dick Cheney. You carried out 9/11 because you wanted to springboard enterprise architecture development within the Federal Aviation Administration. I've got your own documents. I've posted documents that you people don't even realize. I'm not talking to your listeners. I'm talking to the New World Order. I've got military documents from the Air Force that says that Hussein Aberman was developing PTEC, and it was going to be used for military experimentation for C4ISR development. Okay? All of you top brass that are going to be engaging in this fake, non-existent cyber terror that's going to be staged by Booz Allen Hamilton and all this is ridiculous. And I want to mention one other thing. There's another reason why cybersecurity is a total fraud, okay? NORTHCOM, as well as every other one of their allies in the New World Order, they're immune to cyber attacks. Do you know why? Because they have something called a TechGuard Polywall filter. It's a $7,500 transparent network bridge appliance that uses artificial intelligence neural net devices that heuristically analyzes incoming traffic. And there's a symposium that they had where they did simulated attacks from China, and they were able to successfully defeat everything. The New World Order systems are immune to attack, even the ones that are on the regular grid, irrespective of not. They have their own separate systems. But they're already immune to stuff. The only ones that aren't immune are the ones that they carry false flags out on so that they can sell that as an excuse. Well, you need more security because, well, you know, the system needs to be changed because you need to get onto our enslavement system.
Let me stop you there. About 95% of what you're saying I've documented for myself and is on record, the remote control of the planes, the data, their internal systems, their generations of cybersecurity, five generations ahead of what's public. That's all on record. When you mention that particular firm, I don't know a lot about them, but I do know about the defense contractors you listed. You have posted a lot of stuff on the PrisonPlanet.com forum, haven't you? Okay, well, tell folks, because people need to go read all the claims you've made and decide whether they're accurate for themselves, especially the computer security people, hackers, and other folks like that. Why don't you give people the name of the pages up on the PrisonPlanet.com forum?
Okay, all of the stuff that I'm talking about is really easy to get to. You just go to the general. You just click on general, and then there's a section that says PhD investigative reports. Everything is within that section.
I just want to mention PhD investigative reports,
yep.
PrisonPlanet.com forum. Google that, and folks can go in and read your information. So specifically, because I mean, a lot of what you're saying I've already checked out and confirmed for myself. Some of it I couldn't just because I'm not that tech savvy. I'm just going off what other tech publications have admitted and what the government's admitted. I mean, what specifically do you do? I mean, how did you learn about all this stuff?
I just have a computer background, and I guess I'm talented with analyzing information. I want to mention one other thing that's very important before you let me go, please. The guy who was the head of the director of the Department of Defense of Architecture and Interoperability in 2002, his name was John Osterholz,
mm-hmm.
in the Department of Defense. He is the chair of the technical council for the NCOIC, which is a network-centric operations center. He was one of the guys that Indira Singh gave the report about PTEC to that didn't do anything, that knew what it was about because he was part of the, he was collaborating with the inside job. And he tried to claim that Al-Qaeda had network-centric capability in 2003. Yeah, right. Let's Al-Qaeda had it, but let's see, PTEC didn't have it, and the National Reconnaissance didn't have it, right, John? Mr. Osterholz, you criminal terrorist?
All right. Well, I don't know about that individual. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
That was quite a data dump from the last caller. But this claim that Al-Qaeda from its caves and the Chinese are going to shut down the internet. Meanwhile, the globalists tell us what they're doing. They are not updating the hubs. They are killing the old internet, forcing us onto the new highly surveilled control them, as the New York Times said, where you will have no freedoms, but you'll, quote, be safe. So they're going to kill the internet. They have to kill it. We're beating their propaganda machine, and they know it. It's already too late, guys. Everybody knows the foreign banks own the military and own the country and have carried it out their takeover through fraud. And so you could shut the web down today. We've already gotten the word out, and you're going to end up going to prison in the end. Be aware of that. Dino in Oregon. Dino, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Campaign for Liberty is doing so well. Ron Paul is just steaming ahead, acting as if the campaign was never over. And more young people are going to the Campaign for Liberty, and they're becoming something. Like, people are saying, what do I do? What do I do? Well, what you do is you become a city councilman. You become the trash collector. You become the cop. You become the volunteer firefighter. And you use your knowledge of liberty and, go forward and spread it. And it's
That's
worthy.
Right. We have people everywhere. And Ron Paul had a big rally in Austin, I'm told, that was attended by thousands. I couldn't make it because I was working on the new film and doing the radio show Sunday. But, and again, Ron Paul growing, reaching more people. Ron Paul and libertarian information and our information is the hottest thing on college campuses. The Bilderberg Group from two different conferences, our sources said, specifically brought up the fact that the Patriot Movement is what's hot with the young people. They're not being fake conservatives or fake liberals. They're waking up. Ron Paul got cheered at the big National Conservative Conference this weekend when he said the war was bad and torture was bad. And people are waking up.
He's on CNN far more than any guest that was running for anything in the last year. Another piece of information about Iran disinformation. Rick Steves has recently gone to Iran, whether you like him or not. He has shown some good images from Iran, showing it a ancient, wise, and peaceful culture. If you go to Iran Daily is a newspaper that spits out the truth. It looks like they are progressing ahead and making friends with people all over the region. There will be no attack on Iran.
Look, it's the same reason, and I appreciate your call, that the globalists attacked Serbia. They had aircraft manufacturing plants, car manufacturing plants. People were starting to vacation there in Europe and worldwide. They were first world, and they were not owned by the bankers. Same thing with Iran. Its cities look like New York and Chicago. They're even nicer and cleaner. And they, what is it, about half their population's under 25. They're very pro-Western. And the globalists can't allow that. That's why they took the Shah out when he quit taking their orders and put the Ayatollah Khomeini in power. And that's on record. That's documented, folks. People just have trouble believing it. They use radical Muslims to bring down mainline first world Middle Eastern countries. Take Iraq. First world, 60% of their college graduates, including doctors and lawyers, women. Women weren't wearing the headdresses. Women were voting. Women had liberties. Women had freedoms. Not anymore. Iraq's now an Islamic state. On and on and on and on. The radical Muslims work for the New World Order, period. Let's talk to Chris in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Alex. Long-time listener. Love you.
Good to have you on board.
We had a couple of questions. I'll try to make this fast. We were wondering what your opinion was. We live in a really small town. Our fire company is maybe in like two or three garage. FEMA came in and offered a grant of $75,000 to them for a venting system. Is that normal thing for FEMA to do? Or
a venting system where?
In their fire company building.
Well, what happens is,
you know.
Yeah, let me explain. The first money FEMA gives a town or county, even the smallest towns, will be very reasonable. Like, FEMA wants to give you a venting system, or FEMA wants to give you some gas mask. But it's the contract, waiving your rights, going under federal control, having to then go to mandatory FEMA meetings because you took the money, and then a year later, by the way, can we have mass graves here and incinerators? And by the way, we need your preachers to work with us to control your town of 500 people. I mean, this is on record. So see, first the vampire shows up at your doors with a bouquet of roses and says, hey, can I come in? I got some roses. And then you give him permission to come in, and then now he's involved in your life. Don't let the vampire in.
Okay. And the other question I have, here we had found out that they're doing a major tax on tobacco. Like, I pay $13 for one of those pound bags, and she said it was going up to, like, $25 plus.
Yeah, state taxes, federal taxes, everything's exploding. They're going to put taxes now on your cars. That's in the Boston Globe today. Logan parking costs may soar. Governor proposes adding $2 carbon tax fee to lot and garage rates. All parking garages. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We'll come back and continue with calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Central Standard Time.
You don't have to go. Little baby, tell me you won't go. Oh, it'd be so good together if we had the time.
All right, coming up, I'll get into all the financial news and a lot more. But right now, we are taking your phone calls.
Ooh, loving ain't no crime.
Oh, no. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Ohio. Joe, welcome to the airwaves.
thank you, Alex. Just wanted to say, you know, the power of your show comes from the listeners, and today's callers have been awesome. They've really given me a lot of strength and courage that we're going to do something. I want you to know you have a lot of supporters at verbalmilitia.com and justin.tv. We listen to you every day, and we chat, and we talk about ways to get active, and those are two things I wanted to address quickly so you can move on. Two quick and easy steps. Number one, a little after midnight, Eastern Standard Time, AOL put out a poll about people standing up and questioning Obama's citizenship. You can vote there. It's on the front page on AOL Political News. And it's about 50-50 people that are questioning it. Also, the second thing you can do, and I do this every week, Google your zip code and the word representatives. And when you do that, you get a list of people, your local state senators and legislators, people that will actually take your calls and read your emails. I do this every week. I kind of have a list of rants that I put together. The trick is you send it out, send a mass email out to all three or all four. I mean, you can do any amount of reps. And I email people that you mentioned on the show, Charles Key, Cynthia McKinney. So I send these emails out, like I said, once a week to a lot of people. But I also email it to myself so that it comes back to my inbox. And then the next week, all I have to do is, you know, make my amendments and change things that I'm fired up about this week, or, you know, ways to respond to those representatives.
And as we raise the background noise of people putting out real issues and real information, we become the mainstream. And we are in a race before the globalists stage their next terror attack or start their new war or release a new bioweapon. And we've got to get that done. Anything else there, Joe?
Your thoughts on Iran versus Russia. Is this all just WWF fake wrestling grandstanding, or is there really a threat there?
What, of Iran going to war with Russia?
Yes. Do you think that's a possibility?
No. I appreciate your call. You know, they've had some problems in the past, and Russia has tried to take over territory in Iran's mountainous north before. But it's Russia there that is building their peaceful nuclear reactors. It's Russia giving them a lot of technology. And so I don't see a big issue there. I see Israel with Benjamin Netanyahu striking Iran and starting World War III. I mean, that alone will just really escalate things with Pakistan and India. And India and China and the disputed Kashmir area with Pakistan and India. That's how world wars start, you know, generally in the sub-states as proxies via the larger empires. And you have the Rand Corporation saying they want a war to start in that region that will rival World War II in size, so that then the American people are in a battle that's so hardcore we don't have a very good chance of winning, the media will say, unless everybody gets in on the fight. And then the mass propaganda will only intensify. I mean, they're going to spend tens of billions of dollars domestically. Quote, for the image of the Pentagon right now, they are really gearing up the war propaganda right now. With Three Doors Down and Kid Rock and all these other rock bands being paid tens of millions of dollars to produce these propaganda pieces, NASCAR being used as a, you like NASCAR, don't you? Well, then you should be for war and joining the military and attacking other nations. The media is now right back where they were before they attacked Iraq, saying, yes, Iran has nukes. And then CNN hours later had to retract that and say, might be able to get nukes, and then retract it again and say, well, there could be a chance that they might actually have some of the materials to build a nuke or nukes. And it just goes on from there. They are really gearing up. And I'll go back to that group of stories 2 weeks ago that was in Israeli newspapers and also in the London Telegraph, where Israel publicly brags that it is staging terror attacks in Iran, committing assassinations and bombings to destabilize it. These are acts of war, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine if Iran was in the United States or in Israel or openly announcing they were in Israel staging terror attacks? You know, Israel says that Iran is covertly funding Hamas. Hamas is the arch enemy of Hezbollah. Iran does fund Hezbollah. That's a Shiite group. They are not funding Hamas, but they know the public is ignorant. It's just like when George Bush and then John McCain and others in the Pentagon keep saying that Iran is funding the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, the Wahhabist in Afghanistan, and Mohammad Karzai, the U.S. puppet, on the White House lawn with Bush said, "I apologize, Your Excellency, but that's wrong. Iran is the arch enemy of Wahhabist." Because Karzai knew how ridiculous that was to the billion plus Muslims. I mean, that is ridiculous. That's like if Bush got up and said, the Dallas Cowboys are the Seattle Seahawks. And then you go, no, Mr. President, the Dallas Cowboys are not the Seattle Seahawks. That'd be like if Bush got up and said, yeah, the Dallas Cowboys are having a good training camp outside Seattle right now. And they're going to be, you know, based out of Seattle. And, you know, they've always been based out of Seattle. And Roger Staubach, you know, played for the Cowboys in Seattle. You'd say, no, that's not true. The Dallas Cowboys are in Dallas, Texas. They're out of Arlington, the suburb, Texas Stadium. I mean, it's that stupid to the world. Europeans know it's ridiculous. The Chinese know it's ridiculous. Africans know the difference between Shiite and Sunni. It is just such an insult to everyone's intelligence. You know, they've handed down a death sentence to Chemical Ali, is his nickname, today in Iraq. The third death sentence they've handed down to him, third trial. Remember how they claimed they killed him five different times and they'd show his dead body? And they'd show the dead bodies of Saddam's sons and then later report, oh, actually they're alive, and then report they'd killed him again. They just had to have somebody that Americans knew. Oh, Chemical Ali. They even give him a nickname because Americans can't grasp the guy's real name. How do we go from the smartest and most informed to the stupidest, the most ill-informed, uninformed, ignorant? So they go, oh, we killed Chemical Ali again, and we killed him, and we'll kill him next week. Meanwhile, 5 years ago, we reported, 4 years ago, New Yorker Magazine reported, and then a year and a half ago, the White House put out a press release on whitehouse.gov saying, we are using these five different groups, four of them Wahhabist. The number three in Al-Qaeda commands the biggest group, attacking Iran on their border, going in and engaging in sabotage. And then now Israel admits they're doing it. And it's Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was used to go after the Serbs. Al-Qaeda was used to go after the Russians. Al-Qaeda is used in Africa. Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. It's so off the chart, though. It's so brazen. It's so over the top to have Al-Qaeda working for the U.S. government. But who created Al-Qaeda in 1979? The Mujahideen. Zbigniew Brzezinski. Who runs the foreign policy of the White House right now? Zbigniew Brzezinski. I mean, who could imagine that the National Security Council did a deal with the Iranians to kidnap the hostages as a pretext to then be able to build up a police state here in the U.S., expand the military, and then ship them hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons and cash? On record, that happened. Iran-Contra is what it's called. On record, the CIA Solicitor General admitted in congressional hearings in 1996 that the CIA ships in cocaine and heroin. It is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, and that's who runs our military. You've got, you know, I read online, and I watch these videos on YouTube before they pull them, where little kids will get run over by a convoy, and their brains will be everywhere, and the trucks just keep running over them. And then the troops are laughing, going, yeah, look at that stupid little Haji. They call them Hajis. They have the term gook for Asians in Vietnam. And there's all the videos of troops and contractors just sitting off the road, shooting up vans full of families, and then going, look at the Hajis run. Look at them die. Just on major highways, killing them. And then people say, oh, how dare you bash the troops. This is going on. Because, it's those Hajis that attacked us on 9/11. They deserve to die. And now these guys are coming home to be Homeland Security minions in your town. They've lost their humanity. Now, a lot of the troops come back and speak out and say no. That's why they've had, what is it, 7 times the record suicides, the previous record from a war in Vietnam. 7 times the suicides over there. Because people that have any humanity get their mind and their soul wrecked by this. 1,300,000 Lancet has always been very accurate. The Lancet medical community, nonpartisan, said over 1 million, and that was 3 years ago. They just put out the fact that there is 6 times the number of women dying in fire accidents in India than there are anywhere in the world. You know why? Because in India, Lancet put out the report. Somebody Google that. I meant to print it this morning, and my printer was out of ink at home. Lancet Medical Journal report on burnings of women in India. Lancet report, burnings of women in India. I want a separate issue. The point is, no one's disputing Lancet's numbers of tens of thousands of women a year being burned to death. Because there's 1,100,000+ people in India. And women are a liability in India. And so people will marry 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 women in the course of a decade, get the dowry, because the family will pay to get rid of their daughter. And then they will take the woman, tie her down, and pour gasoline on her, and the police take a blind eye because it's cultural. And please don't email me saying I'm bashing people in India. There's a lot of different groups and sects over there. The point is that they need to stop burning the women. Do you hear the feminist groups crying out against this? Oh, absolutely not. Feminism's getting sterilized and not having babies and making sure you got to work 3 or 4 jobs so you can't raise your children so the state can. That's what modern feminism is, not actually stopping these women, not just basic humanity. The point is, nobody's disputing the Lancet Medical Journal saying that they're burning up all these women in India. But the Pentagon tried to dispute with no evidence and later had to admit it was true. 1,300,000 dead Iraqis, and now they try to make it illegal in Iraq for any of those numbers to be compiled by the puppet government. I don't want that done in my name. And if you care about the military and our military's fine history, you need to repent for rationalizing this and making jokes about it. And all these TV ads, you know, showing the troops playing soccer with the kids. And all these PR things about troops taking care of kids and taking care of dogs and, you know, taking care of people in Iraq. A lot of that's true. But what is promoted, what is supported, what is pushed is outright murdering and slaughtering these people. So all these good old boys shoot their mouths off. Yeah, let's just parking lot the whole area. Just murdered all of them. They hit us on 9/11. Listen to me, you degenerate, scumbag, wicked devil. You need to actually look at the photographs of 3-year-olds and 5-year-olds with their arms and legs blown off and the video of them in their parents' arms as they weep. You need to look at that and you need to face what you're doing. And I know you do. The neocons go on these sites and post comments cheering about it. They love it. They are totally given over to the darkest elements of the soul. Our country is run by evil. Our military is run by evil. Period. And now they're preparing to use it against us. I suggest we discredit it now so that we have a chance of reconstituting it under the Republic. See, that's why they brought in Obama, to kind of make everybody forget about Bush worldwide in the U.S. so the abuses and carnage can continue. Headline, Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees worldwide. Brad in Colorado, you're on the air, Brad.
Hi, Alex. I want to thank you for everything that you're doing in the movement. You're a courageous inspiration to all of us, and every day it helps me get up and fight a little harder knowing that you're on the air doing what you're doing. My wife was in the World Trade Center when the plane hit. She had just gotten off the PATH train from New Jersey City, and she worked in the complex. She had a client in one of the World Trade Centers. And I have studied a lot of the aspects of 9/11, needless to say. And I try to get more people listed into the movement and to understand what's going on. And one of the areas that I find effective that I just want to pass on to your listeners is that people who have occupations that are kind of out of the mainstream to begin with tend to be more receptive. And I've been able to get many chiropractors, of all things. I'm actually in finance. But the chiropractors are much more receptive to listening to this, and I find a good way to do this is to go into Richard Gage's Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and just encourage them to look at the PowerPoint presentation. Because of the way that it's presented in a scientific manner, it appeals to kind of what they're looking at. But anyone like mercury-free dentists, and they come in contact with the public, obviously, on a daily basis. And it's been a good source to kind of...
No, that's great, because they're people that come in contact with a lot of folks, like you said, and also they've already awakened to a lot of the propaganda, so I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I would just like to encourage that instead of making the case yourself, get them to look at Architects and Engineers on a PowerPoint presentation, let them do their own work. And
Did your wife survive?
She did. The plane hit. She got out of the building immediately.
Stay there. I want to hear more about it when we get back. More calls straight ahead. Tons of news. Stay with us.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
You know, even in World War II, which you can call, you know, a righteous war, until you find out the British Lord Milner Group actually financed Hitler with an aim to destroy Europe, to bring the U.S. into a world war, to set up world government. they set up these crazies. When they bombed Dresden one night, 500,000 people died. You know, more people died in a 1,000 bomber attack about a month before Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, when they dropped incendiary bombs from over 1,100 aircraft, when Japan had no air defenses, and over a million people burned to death. See, and then once you have that cold-blooded attitude, that's why General Curtis LeMay, when he was later in the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the 50s, and that's basically what Dr. Strangelove is based on, his dark satire, wanted to launch, this came out of congressional testimony, a preemptive nuclear attack on Russia. Now, this is the type of idea. Then out of Curtis LeMay came General L.L. Lemenser, who wanted to hijack jets by remote control, bomb D.C., commit sniper attacks nationwide, and blame it on foreign enemies. That's ABC News, Baltimore Sun. You can read the document, Operation Northwoods. That was in the 60s. And then there's over 200 declassified staged government terror attacks that the government admits they staged. It's in Army training manuals for captains that we've posted at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. So once you know that, then you understand how they can just shoot Iraqi children and laugh and call them Hajis. It's that mindset that trickled down, that rolled down the hill, and they're trying to convert the military over to this mindset. Now, the good news is the majority of the military is not like that. But the leadership is and protects the bad guys instead of keeping the military clean because they want to corrupt the military. Why do you think the Pentagon on record gave out more than $60 billion, and that was as of 3 years ago, in giant pallets of cash? A private gets $30,000. A master sergeant might get a couple hundred grand. Colonels get millions. It's to corrupt them, and they can say, hey, you took that money. It's disgusting. They've created a mercenary army of lawless criminals within our own government. Hitler did the same thing, corrupting the German military. Hey, some good news. The 31st state has introduced a draft in Oregon. Declaring sovereignty under the 10th Amendment. So it's just more and more is happening. Very, very exciting there. I'm going to go to your calls for the full next hour and cover some important economic news. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. George, Will, Perry, Steve, and many others. 1-800-259-9231. I am very, very excited about the buzz going on and all the folks on YouTube and other channels promoting the Obama deception that comes out in just 11 or 12 days, because it really comes out, you know, on the 14th, comes out on the 15th. But you don't count the 15th as a day, so we're talking about 13 days, 12 days or so, depending on how you look at it, before the Obama deception comes out. I hope, folks, we'll go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and link through the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart and get your pre-order for the Obama deception in so that it'll be shipped out to you first. The ObamaDeception.net or InfoWars.com or call toll free to secure your copy of The Obama Deception, which is 110 minutes long with 20 minutes of extras. That's the official runtime of the film. It is the preeminent documentary on what's currently happening right now and completely up to date. The ObamaDeception.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.